the Chapel of St. Gregory. Between 1780 and 1799, the farmers of Vinaros, keeping the promise they had made to St. Gregory, built this chapel in his honour, to thank him for freeing them from a plague of locusts. This Baroque-style temple is located 1 kilometre from the town and was the work of Vinaros monk and architect Pedro Gonel. As you will have seen, the chapel is surrounded by a walled garden. Also, if we could look at it from above, you would see that the chapel is in the form of a cross, which in the world of architecture is called a Greek cross plan. The building is a whitish colour with high walls, and its corners are painted a reddish colour. You could say that it has the typical appearance of the Valencian chapels built in the 18th century. Joined to its right-hand side is what was the chapel house years ago, which is now used for social projects. Sticking out on the left, if we looked at it from above, we would see the top part of the cross, and on the roof there is an original tiled dome with small windows. Almost all of the chapel's facade is occupied by a stone structure that is divided in two. The bottom part surrounds the door, whilst the top part, which is highly decorated, has an alcove in it, also called a niche, which in this case is completely empty. Above the stone at the top of the main door, you can see a coat of arms dedicated to St. Gregory, and further up the bell and the structure surrounding it, called the bell gable. Inside the chapel, if you turn and look up when you go through the door, you will see that there is a place reserved for the members of the choir. This is called a rood screen. You will also see that inside this temple there are two sacristies and many more features, such as a beautiful dome which sits on special supports called pendatives. Can you see it? What's more, if you look closely, you will see that the walls of the chapel are decorated with beautiful, colourful images, some of which refer to the plague of locusts that I mentioned before, and which the farmers of Vinaros were very afraid of. In the area behind the altar, in what is called the presbytery, you'll see that there are several sculptures, right? They were made by Juan Bautista Nicolau, a sculptor from the town, and they represent Saint Anthony the Great, Saint Abdon, and Saint Senen, who are at the sides, and of course Saint Gregory, who can be seen in the niche in the middle. There are also two side altarpieces with frescoes dedicated to Saint Rita of Cascia and Saint Nicholas of Tolentino from the year 1799, the same year in which the temple was completed. By the way, the date can be seen just below the rood screen. Can you see it? Many years ago, this chapel was the destination of a pilgrimage in which many people took part and which was held on the Feast of St. Gregory, the 9th of May. But it stopped happening, probably because in 1902, the river Cervol, which is very near to here, flooded and the chapel was filled with water more than 2 metres deep. As you can imagine, this caused a lot of damage inside the chapel. As if that wasn't enough, from 1917 to 1935, the chapel had to be used as a sanatorium where sick people were looked after. A little later, it was used to store gunpowder and explosives during the Civil War. And finally, it was even used as a warehouse for the town. And to conclude the tour, I recommend you to go to the Misericordia, Compassion Sanctuary on El Puig Mountain. From this space, on the most elevated point of the area, 6 kilometres from Vinaros, you will be able to witness impressive and panoramic views of the city and the Mediterranean.